It's Cambridge 105 Radio on this Tuesday morning. That was Bastille and Marshmallow and Happier. Our guest is in the studio. How do you pronounce your surname, Ash?
Lohan.
Lohan, okay. Ash Lohan is here from Generation Magazine and many other things besides. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you, Tim?
Good, I'm all right. Thanks for coming in at very short notice. I only asked you yesterday.
That's all right.
Now, I'm familiar with this magazine for various reasons, but I'm curious to get you in to talk about it, because this is issue one of a new magazine that covers the local music scene, right?
Yeah.
And I'm curious to talk to you about this, because a physical magazine, a physical product, is not very common anymore. Which I think is sad. So what was your reasoning for creating a printed product as opposed to doing something digitally? Why is this quite important to have a physical thing?
Yeah, I think what it was is, I mean, you've got a few like kind of physical magazines nationwide, like DIY, Loud and Quiet. And I kind of thought they were doing promoting the nationwide music scene. And I thought that's great, but there's nothing like that for Cambridgeshire or East Anglia. So I thought, you know, there's a few blogs in the local area that are doing a great job at promoting, and radio stations like 105, New Music Generator. And I don't know, I just felt like there was a kind of gap in the market for a physical magazine. So, yeah.
It looks beautiful. Can I just interject with that? It's got a great front cover.
Thank you.
And it feels really nice. It's a quality. It's good. It's I can't wait to have a read, actually. But it feels and looks fantastic, I think.
Thanks.
This is something that, I mean, these magazines, they have been in Cambridge in the past. I'm reliably informed by people that have been in Cambridge longer than me. They sort of come and go. But NME magazine is one that I know recently that was a very popular magazine. People used to go and buy it every week religiously. Then it turned into a free copy, and then they stopped producing it. Did you look, because obviously, how old are you?
I'm 20, turning 21 in about 3 days.
you're pretty young.
Wait, when's your birthday?
May 20th.
Okay. not the same day as yours.
Carry on.
In your lifetime, do you know many magazines that are around, music magazines that are free to pick up, like this one?
I think DIY and Loud and Quiet are the two main ones. Yeah, I kind of found out about them by going to Relevant Records down Mill Road, and they've always got copies out for free, so I started picking them up, reading through them, and I thought, like, it's a really great idea. It really helps to promote, like, you've got gig listings, you've got news about upcoming releases, interviews, reviews, and I thought, like, yeah, I just felt like Cambridge itself, like, in Cambridgeshire, needed something like that to promote the local music scene, so...
There's a lot of music in Cambridge and surrounding areas, and you're right, this kind of feels like the right time to be launching this. I mean, the very first one... How did you decide what to put in the very first one? How did you go about it? You got help with this, or...?
Yeah, I got help from quite a few people. One of my best mates, Cameron Brown, he helped me write some reviews for it. And I think I found the features... Partially through Cameron, partially because I went to college with Deep City and everything, who are a kind of cover band, so I knew I could approach them and ask them about doing an interview. Colk, our second feature, came about through Cameron as well. Like, we're both great fans of Colk, so we thought, let's approach them, let's do an interview with them, and yeah.
It's a good opportunity for you to meet bands you want to meet and chat to them and find out more, as well as see lots of gigs, I presume.
Yeah, we've been to loads of gigs, we've met loads of great bands, great people. We've had plenty of other people help out with it as well. Jordan Williams, one of my other mates, helped me a lot with the kind of design of everything. He taught me to use InDesign as opposed to Photoshop to design a magazine, which was really important, definitely.
So are you literally producing this, you're doing everything yourselves?
Yeah. I mean, in issue one, I did all the design work, a lot of the editorials. I did all the interviews myself. Reviews were written partially by me, partially by Cameron. And we got photography from Stuart Gilson and Stuart Peach for Colk and Matt Richer for Deep City. And yeah, issue two, we're planning on branching out, getting more collaborators. I've got more people writing reviews for issue two, more photographers. We've even got a column coming from someone as well that... Can't speak about just yet, but hopefully we'll have more details soon.
I was going to say, this sort of thing's going to grow, isn't it? Now people have seen it, they probably want to get involved in it.
Yeah, we've had tons of messages from people asking if they can be featured, like from bands or people who are interviewed, like interested in interviewing or reviewing and stuff. So yeah, it's great to see so many people who want to be a part of it, kind of thing.
And where can people get hold of it?
We've got copies stocked in Relevant Records and Doc Martens in Cambridge. We're also planning on getting some copies in Vinyl Hunter and Bury St Edmunds to kind of branch out a little bit. And if you can't get to any of those stores, we have copies available online to buy from our Bandcamp, which is kgrecordings.bandcamp. And yeah, those are the main places.
What about you? Is your interest in this sort of thing? Do you want to be a journalist or a magazine editor?
I'm not sure, really. I've got so many different things, like different projects on the go at the minute. I'm just trying to like try everything, really. I've not had any kind of formal training in graphic design or music journalism, so it was quite a new frontier for me going into it. But it's something I've always been interested in, and I think it's the promotional aspect. Like, there's so much local music I love, and I thought, like, I need to start helping out to promote it and do my bit for the band. So,
So the feedback that you've had from this so far, the people are picking it up and sending you feedback positive?
Yeah, we've had a lot of positive feedback from people. At the launch event at the Blue Moon back on April 23rd, I remember I dropped out for a cigarette and I saw so many people reading it in the smoking area. And I heard people talking about how much they liked it and stuff. And I got a few names wrong in there, but like other than that, yeah, everyone seemed to really like it.
It's a nicely produced piece of magazine. Where are you working with someone to produce it? Where's
was
producing
it get printed this? Or
we go to Cambridge Print Solutions in Cambridge to get the printing done. They did an absolutely amazing job. They were really helpful with helping me design it, make sure it was all laid out properly. Mm. And when I saw the finished product, I was so happy.
You
with
must
it.
Have been really chuffed. How did that feel? Yeah.
It was quite strange because like I'd spent about 10 hours a day staring at it on a screen, and you get an idea of how it's going to look, but you have no clue till you've actually got a physical copy. And it was a bit of a shock to see it in my hands, kind of thing, flicking through it. But
exciting
yeah.
moment, I
definitely
bet.
Exciting, yeah.
Oh, you must be really proud. And how often is it going to come out? What are you going to try and do, one a month or more?
We're aiming for about a 2 or 3 month release schedule. We're aiming for late June for issue 2, and then we're thinking of maybe doing another one kind of like cap off the year in December. We're not 100% on our release schedule starting from next year, but yeah, about every 2-3 months this year.
Perfect. What do you think, Tim?
It's good. I have read through it because there's an interview with Deep City who I have an interest in here. It's nicely laid out. I like all the pictures, and it's not too much text in it. It's a good read. It's got a very handy gig listing in here as well.
Yeah.
If people have got gigs going on that they want to get you to mention in the magazine, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
We have an email address, which is generation@kgrecordings.com. That's the most formal way, I guess. But I think it's easier both for me and bands. Just drop me a message on Facebook, either on my personal Facebook or on the Generation Magazine Facebook page, and we'll be more than happy to feature any gigs that get sent to us, basically. Yeah.
And what's the story behind the name? Why Generation Magazine?
My mate Jordan Williams came up with that one. We were struggling for a name for quite a while. Yeah, I think we were planning it for about 8 months, and about 6 of those months we were sat there thinking, like, what should
name.
We do for a name? Yeah, the most important part. And it suddenly just came to me. It was like, Generation. I mean, I think the inspiration for him came from the fact that, you know, we're part of a new generation of musicians, promoters, graphic designers, and we want to help promote that new generation kind of thing.
Oh, it's awesome. And what's this mean?
That's our Kungrade Recordings logo. I also run a record label which the magazine is a part of, and yeah, we try and like kind of tie them together. So Generation is a part of Kungrade, and Kungrade is a part of Generation.
Kungrade, that's an interesting, what's that?
Where did it come from? It came from a book. I remember I was reading a book when I came up with a name, and something in the book just stuck with me. It's quite hard to pronounce. I probably should have picked something different, but
no, it looks cool. And so tapes, this is you. What's this?
We've got an advert on the back for our latest release, which is mine and Stan Horseman from Deep City's little side project, where we kind of work on some synth poppy electronic stuff. We had a single come out, Moved by Numbers / Ruler, came out March 8th, and yeah, put a little bit of shameless self-promotion in the back of the
Don't
magazine.
Don't blame you. Do you want people to advertise? I mean,
I was going
to
say, you're looking for sponsors
something?
And advertisers.
Yeah, we're actually considering getting some advertisements in. We're not sure if we'd be doing paid advertisement or free advertisement at the minute, but I think it would be great to promote venues and producers, sound engineers, radio stations, basically anybody who helps support the local music scene. We'd love to help support them, basically.
Cool. Well, thank you for coming in, Ash, and telling us about it. I say it's an interesting, it's something kind of refreshing. It goes against everything else that, you know, the trend of physical magazines going out of circulation. Presumably this isn't available as a digital copy for people to look at online.
No, we've considered doing digital, but we kind of feel like, I guess the appeal of it is a physical copy. Because it's a free distribution as well, like, yeah, there's no real advantage to having digital because it's free to pick up a copy. So,
definitely keep it physical like this. So at the moment it's available, you say, in Doc Martens and also in Relevant Records. Soon in Vinyl Hunter in Bury St Edmunds.
Trying
to think where else you can put it. I mean, if anybody is listening and they're interested in having some copies in their whatever cafe, business,
pub venue. I mean, yeah, anywhere that plays music, I guess.
Yeah, we'd be more than happy to stock copies anywhere, really. We've got quite a few left, so if anybody's interested in stocking a few copies, just drop me a message on Generation Magazine and we'll be glad to hook you up with some.
Cool.
Amazing. Well done.
Thank you.
It's great.
And next one's coming out, you say, end of June, hopefully.
Yeah, we're aiming for the end of June. We'll have more details soon, so keep posted on the Generation Facebook.
Cool. So look out for it. At the moment, it's got a lovely black and white front with a pink, nice pink trim, so you can see it, you can spot it. Generation Magazine.
And who is that on the front? Is that Colk?
That's Stan Horseman.
Is it?
Yeah. It didn't look like him, I remember.
That's not Stan. Really?
He's changed his hair since then.
That was a long time ago, yeah.
That was a...
Doesn't even look like his face.
It was Junction 5, I think.
Was it?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, it's great. Nice to meet
I can't
you.
See Stan in that picture at all, but okay. Thea, thank you very much, Ash.
Yeah, thanks.